Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim. Israel has reportedly banned from entering the country U.S. freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, in accordance with a 2017 Israeli law requiring the Interior Ministry to ban foreign nationals who support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. The two Democratic lawmakers were scheduled to arrive in Israel sometime over the weekend and were slated to visit Ramallah, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem. Joining me to discuss the visit is Danny Ayalon, an Israeli diplomat and politician who served as Deputy Foreign Minister and Israel's ambassador to Washington. Mr. Ayalon, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.
Do you think this decision will negatively impact U.S. bipartisan support for Israel?
Well, I hope not. First of all, they must understand that the Israeli law must be upheld, although there are, of course, exceptions. Maybe a more sophisticated, nuanced approach would have been to let them in with some kind of limitation. But once the decision has been made, I think they should understand that we're talking about two legislators from the fringe, I must say, even the fringe, the very extreme, radical wing of the Democrats, who are bound, you know, they are bound on the destruction of the state of Israel. And this is not only through their statements, but also through their doings and votes. So hopefully this will be understood.
When Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer said last month that Israel would not keep the representatives out, he went much farther. He said it would be disrespectful to the United States. That takes it away from a personal issue with Tlaib and Omar and applies it to any elected official. And it also makes the prime minister look bad after this decision. What do you think of the statement by the Israeli UN ambassador?
Well, I think he gave his best professional recommendation, which, you know, of course, had to be carefully examined and considered. But there also could be that there is some information or maybe intelligence information that may add more to the discussion, information that maybe we're not privy to yet, and that could also be a major factor in making this decision, a factor which regards, of course, security, civil order, and, you know, avoidance of all kinds of disturbances in the public arena.
You are listening to Danny Ayalon, an Israeli diplomat and politician who served as Deputy Foreign Minister and Israel's ambassador to Washington. How will this decision affect Israel's relations with the Democratic Party specifically?
Well, I hope probably in the short term, it may have an adverse effect. You have to remember that currently in Israel, there is a major co-ed bipartisan delegation among the many Democrats, including Steny Hoyer, which is the majority leader in the House, a Democrat, a great friend of the state of Israel, who recommended to let them in. I'm sure he will not be very happy with that, but hopefully the long-term effect will dissipate and more and more people will understand who and what do these two congressmen stand for, which, of course, Israel and any, I would say, decent human being cannot tolerate.
Danny Ayalon, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you, Mohammed.